Here is the rotated structure. From most points of view, it's a perfectly reasonable model, and there's not much to distinguish it from the model we were just looking at a moment ago. But look at the spacing. By rotating the DNA, we have increased the distance between the protein strands to about 20 angstroms. This spacing is not auspicious, because there is no naturally occurring 20 angstrom spacing in the histone octamer with which to accommodate the DNA in this position. I'm not suggesting that a 20 angstrom spacing is impossible, but it seems foolish to assume as a first approximation an orientation which creates a problem when there's a better looking one that fits the natural scheme of things. Therefore, pending evidence against it, I'm going to assume for the duration of this slide presentation that the previous DNA orientation with the 15 angstrom protein strand spacing is the most likely one.